Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. We are joined by two very, very, very special guests.
Especially one.
Wow. Carrie.
Carrie so
Kramer from the DeYoung Family Zoo. Nobody puts Carrie in the corner. Let me just say that, okay? Nobody puts Carrie in the corner.
Come out punching.
With the DeYoung Family Zoo, and she has got the most, and this may be the only time I've ever used this word, the most precious little thing in our generation, a baby kangaroo named Peanut. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for making the trip down from Wallace, Michigan, which is not a bad drive. You said you made it like around an hour?
Yeah, it's just about an hour.
Outstanding.
And she brought Peanut, who is how old?
So Peanut is an eight-month-old kangaroo Joey. So baby kangaroos are called Joeys.
Yes.
And she is hanging out in her little pouch here because she's a marsupial. She's an orphaned kangaroo, so she is being hand-reared by me. She gets a bottle twice a day, and this little pouch here simulates her mama's pouch.
So, I was going to ask about the pouch thing, and that's why she sleeps in there, lives in there?
Yep. At 8 months old, she's able to jump in and out of the pouch on her own, just like she would jump in and out of her mom's pouch. So she's technically in that toddler stage right now.
All right. So, Joey, how big will Joey get? Because what is that, like? 12 pounds?
Yep, she's right around that. So when she's born, they're the size of a peanut. So that's where she got her name. And they are pink. They're hairless. They're these tiny little pink blobs. And they are a marsupial, but they're not born in the pouch. And so mama has these big claws because they're foragers.
I was going to say that. Wow, those are big claws for something so little.
So she can't grab her baby when it's born. So she lays very still and she licks the saliva trail up to the pouch. And that little blobby baby has to crawl for its life the day that it's born, find the opening of the pouch and get in. And then it grows and nurses and develops inside the pouch.
And how big will Peanut get? She's 8 months old today.
So she's 8 months old today, but she's going to get around 80 pounds fully grown.
Wow.
And kangaroos can stretch and make themselves look big and tall. They can go on point like a ballerina on their big toe. So when she's fully grown, she'll stretch up to 5 feet tall.
Wow. How many of them do you have? How many full-grown ones?
So we have a mob of kangaroos. So
okay,
a group of kangaroos is called a mob.
Well, that'd be like a good trivia question type thing. I've never heard that one before.
Kangaroo that they box, the mob. You know, that's cool.
That.
I like it.
So the thing about the kangaroos boxing is they're pretty much the white-tailed deer of Australia. They eat the same diet. They get into people's gardens. They have incidences with cars.
First thing I told Jim when we were out there, I said, oh my God, it looks like a baby deer. When I just saw his head sticking out.
Yeah, so they're kind of like a deer there. And the males go through a rut. So our bucks bang their horns. Yeah. So they smash horns. Male kangaroos box and spar with each other that way.
They really and truly do. I thought that was like a Hollywood thing.
When they'll go through a rut.
They really box.
They stand up and they act like, hey, I work out. They do the muscle thing.
Yeah.
And they will box with each other where deer will smash their horns together.
It's all for mating.
They go through a rut. They will try to win the females and protect their mob of kangaroos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Take a fall. I'm going to take a fall for you, honey.
Going down in a second.
All the other kangaroos betting on them, the big stack of cash.
Oh, that's fantastic, Carrie. How many do you have up there, did you say, in your mob?
So we have 8 kangaroos in our mob.
Okay.
Oh. And
phenomenal.
Does it can people get... This guy wants to look at that.
Jim outside looking at a kangaroo. Isn't that cool? Isn't that the coolest thing?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have seen a baby kangaroo,
12-pound
kangaroo before?
Yeah.
Now, wow.
That baby kangaroo, does it bite? Is it friendly? Okay.
So they're not carnivorous. They eat vegetables. And
I see that he's munching on a head of
romaine
lettuce. Yes.
Yeah. They also eat sweet potatoes. So like a deer, they eat leafy greens when available. They'll dig in the ground for rooty vegetables. So they like carrots and yams. They dig in the ground for minerals. And kangaroos will work together. If there's a drought, they smell for a water vein in the ground. Wherever the smell is the strongest means the water is the closest to the surface. And they'll work together to dig up an access point.
Nice. Teamwork.
That's cool. So he's an orphan, so would one of the other ones like adopt him then? Or how does that work?
Because
if it's
not a lactating female that can feed her, you can't just put her in any female's pouch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how long before, you know, you put her in the pen, in the cage or whatever, instead of, you know, taking care of her like this.
So she
or him. Or is it him or her?
Her.
Her.
Yep. So they age out of the pouch around a year old.
Okay.
Sometimes they're like those teenagers that never want to move out and they keep trying to get back into the pouch.
Absolutely.
Start
and they don't
rent.
Fit. Yeah. And that's sometimes how we get an orphan, because she already has another Joey that's growing and developing in her pouch.
Okay.
When this one is getting ready to age out. And so sometimes they'll root that other baby out of the pouch.
Okay.
And if mom doesn't pick it up and get it back in her pouch and we find it, then we have to hand raise
okay.
it.
Okay. Wow.
One Joey per pouch?
No. So kangaroos are very prolific. So they will have a Joey that's this age that's getting ready to age out of the pouch, and she'll give birth to another one. It will crawl up and go onto the other side of the pouch. She has two nipples in the pouch, and her body will produce two different types of breast milk depending on the developmental stage of each Joey.
That's
Mother Nature is crazy. It's so far advanced of what any human being could come up with.
I mean, really, it's amazing how that all works. And
this is almost like watching Captain Kangaroo as a kid.
Remember when you bring
up and Jim's Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love it, though.
So tell me about the zoo, what you all have going on. I mean, she's got to be one of the feature pets or animals, whatever you eat. Right.
So if you come out to the zoo, we're a very hands-on education-based facility.
Absolutely.
We're a natural facility, so we have no concrete anywhere. Our animals have large natural habitats with real trees, real rocks, real ponds.
Nice.
We have programs that go on throughout the day. So you can do a walkthrough like a general zoo, or you can just hang out with Bud and I all day and follow us around. We feed the animals. We do talks about the animals. We actually do hands-on encounters where you get to help feed and interact with the animals. You'll get to come and hold the baby kangaroo during one of our animal encounter programs.
Wow.
This year, we also have a baby badger that everyone will get to meet. So you can come out and actually get hands-on and meet a badger. We'll have...
Aren't those little aggressive badgers? I mean, they're the badger because they...
So they
dug through the mines, right?
They got a poker face.
You're thinking of honey badgers. Honey badger. Disney, maybe? Isn't that the crazy one?
Well, North American badgers all act tough, too.
Yeah.
They're just, they have a poker face. So they're really good at intimidation, but they're really just doing it to get you to back down.
Oh.
So have you ever seen a fisher?
Yes.
A fisher cat? I saw my first one in my entire life up in the UP last November at my brother's deer hunting camp. And I've never seen anything that looked so mean for being so small. And there was a badger den not far from it. Who would win between a badger and a fisher?
So the fisher's not going to really mess with the badger.
Okay.
But they're both mustelids, so they're in the same family order.
Okay.
So
they both
have
kind of
cousins.
Short, stocky legs and mean looking.
Fishers will spend more time up in the trees and more by a water area.
Could a fisher hurt a human?
Most animals will avoid people
sure.
at all costs.
Right.
You know, but they have some impressive claws.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If they were a little bit bigger, there'd be something to be concerned with in the woods, don't you think?
Well, they're kind of like the in between a badger and a wolverine.
Yeah.
They're all in the same family order.
Okay.
So you can kind of see that it's like the wolverine, the fisher, and the badger size-wise, but they all have that personality.
Did you say you have a wolverine?
We do.
I've never seen a live wolverine.
Well, we got to get up
I
there.
Didn't know there you was know? Such a thing. I thought they were all extinct.
So Carrie, we're with Carrie Kramer. Now, this the Young Family Zoo, you said it's an hour away from here in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 minutes north of Menominee?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's really nice the way how interactive you are with families that come. They follow you around to feed the animals, and it's really a hands-on zoo, right? Is that safe
yes.
to say?
Our goal is education through hands-on encounters. So we want people to be able to get up close and personal, and that's the way you can put a lasting effect on people to really fall in love with animals. They get to see, smell, touch, and
right.
feed, and they get to see us do what we do with our animals. They're our family. So we spend all day, every day. We live right at the zoo, and we are the only place up in the Midwest that you can come play live action Hungry Hungry Hippo and actually get to hand feed Wallace the hippopotamus.
Yeah, my favorite, he's unbelievable. But one of my favorite things too is when Dom was real little, not to keep talking about that, but when you have seen with other kids and you'll take them into some of those cages and you know, the parents, oh no, you're like, nope, come on. And she takes these kids into these cages where you'd be, and I'll tell you what, those animals are so, they're like your pets. It's incredible.
White-tailed deer is one of our most popular encounters. We bring everyone into the habitat and the deer come up and you get to hand feed them.
Wow.
They are so comfortable and relaxed around people that last year one of our does actually gave birth in the encounter while people were sitting there watching her.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Do you still have the grizzly bears?
We do.
Oh my gosh.
They're 24 years old
this
year.
How big is Zeus?
Zeus is over 900 pounds.
Dom fed him with a little baby bottle when he was 4 years old.
24 years old he is now.
Unbelievable. Wow. I'll tell you what. When you see a grizzly bear up close and as close, you can get this far away from a grizzly bear.
I'll pass.
You say to yourself, I'm never going camping in Alaska. Because that is something that, that is the king of the woods, isn't it?
It's the paws. Yeah, they have the big paws. And the big
unbelievable.
Paws.
You must get a lot of school trips now, right? The end of the school year, do they come in?
It's slowed down since COVID. But we are looking forward to having the schools come back out. And we do give a discount rate for all schools. We also have discount rates for different groups. Veterans are always free with military
ID. Which
is
awesome.
That's great.
We look forward to everybody coming out and visiting the animals.
I can't say no. Are you still looking for volunteers and things like that?
Yeah, we always take volunteers. We do a lot of interns for students that are looking to go into the animal industry.
Right. Oh, great.
So you can contact us through our Facebook page
and
if
again,
you're looking for that opportunity.
And again, it is all hands-on.
Yes.
That's the cool part.
Yeah.
That's the really cool part.
All right, give the mic to Peanut. Let's see what she's got to say. No, I'm just kidding. What a cute, you know.
Unbelievable.
Right?
I put a thing on my Facebook. Todd's doing something for ours. Right, Todd?
All right.
Yep. Okay. Very cool.
I text my daughters in New York.
I'm
like,
trying to get
hold of
my granddaughters. I want them to see this right now.
Oh, do you want to see her little pouch? So she is a marsupial, guys. So here's where her babies will go.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So my daughter she's watching this thing in New York.
Oh.
And she's like, she just thinks, such a funny photo. Curious how speechless kangaroo is guest on a radio show. But you got your mom here. You got Carrie here.
I know you love the hyenas. Like I mentioned that before, which scare the whatever out of me.
they're one of my favorite animals. I do love the misunderstood animals.
Yeah.
Hyenas are, they're not scavengers. They're highly intelligent. They have the same intelligence as great apes. So if you're going to put me in any corner, put me in the hyena cage.
That's amazing how he grabs it with his hand.
Right.
Like a person, grabbing a piece of lettuce and just eating it out of his hand. That's so cool. When you say marsupial, what exactly does that mean?
So those are the animals that have the pouch, that they carry their babies in the pouch. So we only have one marsupial here in the United States, and it is the possum.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
This is good stuff. Carrie, can you stick around?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit
more.
Folks,
we'll be back with more.
Zoo.
Carrie Kramer, DeYoung Family Zoo, and Peanut, her 12-week-old?
8 months.
Eight months. 12 pound.
12 pounds.
12 pound baby kangaroo.
That's right.
Back after this.
It's sick. What is it? Is this zoo music?
It's the theme from Captain Kangaroo, Jim.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I should know the Bob Keeshan.
I like that. Very good.
He was great. Did you? You're too young.
No, Bob, I know Captain Kangaroo.
Okay, yeah. I saw him. He used to come to the circus parade in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He was great. And we want to talk about you and the Young Family Zoo, but when they had the singing, the guys that came down the clock, that was Schmidt Brothers music.
Really?
Yeah. My mom wrote him a letter. He wrote a letter back in purple.
So Captain Kangaroo used your family's music?
My dad's music. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, it is. That's how I know him.
Carrie, how did you get so involved with animals?
I was just born an animal passionate person.
And that happens.
Yep. I ended up going to be a teacher. And then ended up going back to the animals, which was always my true destiny.
Passion.
And now I get to teach about animals. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So the families come, every age?
Yes. So everyone has fun when they come to our zoo because it's so interactive. And you get the chance to get up close. You get to pet, feed, and interact with the animals. You learn a lot about the animals while you're there. And it's for all ages.
You must get people that want to adopt. Like, I would adopt Peanut, but you don't allow
that. We do sponsors for
sponsors.
The animals. Yep, so you can sponsor an animal at the zoo, and that's a donation, and that helps to take care of them.
Right. What you talked about an expansion project. Not expansion, but you want to redo But tell us about that. I'd like to help you. This is great.
So we had the recent winter storm.
Yeah.
And our area, we had a lot of storm damage. We were actually out of power at the zoo for over 100 hours.
Wow.
And I have an amazing crew. We have an amazing family. So we had 7 generators running.
I was going to say, I bet you need a lot of...
The animals didn't know anything happened.
Those alligators wouldn't do well with it.
No,
so, yeah.
Man.
So we did a great job getting through the storm, but unfortunately a lot of our habitats did not, because we are such a natural enclosure
right.
facility. We lost a lot of our big, beautiful trees. They came down on some of our fences. So we've had to move animals out into secondary habitats. So we're doing fundraising to kind of a storm relief fundraiser to
nice.
Help us bring those habitats back.
How much would it cost to adopt or sponsor Peanut?
So it's $50 a month to sponsor an animal. Yep. And you'll get a certificate. You get a picture of Peanut and you get a little stuffed animal.
That's phenomenal.
That's very cool. Very
yes.
cool.
All wow. Right. Do you, when people come up there and they say, you know, with zoos these days, sometimes there's a bad connotation almost, and, mm-hmm. and everybody in the zoo business deals with that. Do people realize this isn't a job? This is your entire life. I mean, you've devoted your life to taking care of animals. There are no animals in the United States that are, I will bet my life on this, that are better taken care of with more sincere because of your love for the animals. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? It's not just the zoo. Hey, pay your money. Come on in here. This is just a passion thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, thank you, because that's
well,
a big
I've
deal
seen,
to
I've
us.
Been seeing it for 20 years. I've been seeing it I've seen it up close and personal.
The best compliment we get from people is that our animals are happy.
Yep.
And that they can tell that they are our family.
Because
Absolutely. We spend every day, all day with them, and we treat them just like you would treat any of your animals
yep.
that you have at home with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you can tell Peanut's very, very comfortable
Absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely. He doesn't want to go anyplace.
We had a text come in. So the marsupial, mm-hmm. the opossum.
Says, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, a possum has a pouch? I've seen where babies will be hanging underneath, but they have a pouch. I just learned something.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of babies that can like fit into a tablespoon, right? When they're
yes.
born, they're very small too, and 2 rows of teeth. We used to have possums in our backyard. That's how I know a little bit about those things. We used to trap them. Not
mm-hmm.
kill them, trap them to bring them to school to show everybody. We did that when I was in grade school. So
yes.
But that's the only North American animal that has a pouch?
It's the only marsupial. Yes.
The only marsupial.
Yes.
Okay,
and so,
there you go,
and they have also have a prehensile tail, the possum.
Yes.
And so they can grab things and hang on with their tail. And so we do wildlife rehab for the state of Michigan, so we get a lot of baby possums in that we'll rehab.
Do people bring you anything other like that? Like,
do you get them? Do they stop drinking?
Yeah.
Or what do you mean when you get rehab?
So,
we
do.
Was that a dad joke? Like,
wow.
You can't even believe?
I'm so sorry.
Really? In front of company, Jim?
Wow. Sorry.
So we do wildlife rehab for the state of Michigan, similar to the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. And we do work with them because we are close to the state line for Wisconsin. And so we rehab orphan and injured native species, and then they get released back to the wild.
They do a great job at Bay Beach.
Yes, we're big fans.
Yeah, so
was
I. Yeah, they
the wolves that live there actually came from our zoo. We donated them to them.
Really?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. All right, I got a picture of me when you first donated them because I was holding them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that now, but that was a while ago.
They're big
ago.
And beautiful now. Yeah.
They're fine, Doc.
But they have a beautiful
really.
Habitat
Jim,
there.
They
Jim,
do. What?
Jim, they're docile.
Go in the cage, Jim.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Let me just lock this behind you.
So is there anything you're looking to get? Like, is there an animal that you like, oh, we'd like to get that? Like, everybody wants the, what are those things from China?
Pandas?
Yeah.
China owns all the pandas, and you have to rent a panda from China, and it costs around $1 million a year to rent a panda.
Really? Because I think San Diego, somebody just picked up a panda. I read that.
Yeah, they went to the store and picked one up.
No. I mean, they must have cut that deal with China.
Yeah,
wow.
Yep. Yep, and so, which is a great thing. This is one of the reasons why the panda is thriving, because they do a great conservation effort for them. And a lot of zoos specialize in different animals. We do specialize in large carnivores. It's just something that we do well with, and so we have a lot of those types of animals.
Like, what would that be, a large carnivore?
So large carnivores are big cats. So we have 3 subspecies of tigers. So we have the Bengal, we have the Amur, which is also known as the Siberian, and then we have the Indochinese. We have snow leopards. They would also be the wolves, the hyenas, the big meat eaters.
So is that a white tiger or is that the...
So the white tiger is actually a Bengal tiger. So it's a recessive genetic in the Bengal family. The snow tiger that everyone thinks is the white tiger
right.
is actually an orange cat. They are the largest cat in the world. They can reach 800 to 1,000 pounds, but their coat is actually orange.
And they're from where? Like Siberia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Amur tiger.
Is that what Siegfried and Roy had?
They had a lot of Bengal tigers.
Bengal tigers, yeah.
What do you think about the mountain lion reports in the UP?
I think that they've always been there.
I do too.
I just think that people are...
They're trail cams now.
Trail cams are now catching them, yeah. And they're
totally
more
agree.
Into their area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they just pass through pretty much, right? It seems like they're not... It seems like they're the young males that got kicked out where it's like, you know.
So we had one a few years ago that was spotted in right by the zoo. He was collared. And about 60-some days later, he was hit by a car in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
They do travel.
I guess.
We have a local bear in the UP that travels all the way down into Wisconsin every year on the same path and comes right back up.
Wow.
So they
You got so many bear up there, don't you?
Yeah, it's
I mean, I saw I read that study. Was it by Mississippi State University or somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Came up and did about deer populations being down around, and their bears are thriving so big. That's like their main thing is trying to find the fawns, right? The bear?
So, yeah, we've done a few different studies with the University of Mississippi at our zoo because mm-hmm. we have natural habitats and we're able to handle our animals. Mm-hmm. And they did find when they collared the fawns that the bears are the number one predation for fawns and then eagles.
Everybody blames the wolves, but it's the bears.
It's not the wolves.
Wow. That's... And the eagles, too, they're breaking the law.
Well, they're above the law.
Carrie Kramer, you are awesome.
This is great.
What you and Bud do up there at the Young Family Zoo is extraordinary. And I've been following you guys for 25 years.
Yeah.
Come on out and visit.
We're going to.
I can't wait.
We open this weekend.
I can't wait to bring my granddaughters up there. And
quickly, about you're opening this weekend, hours?
Yep. So for the month of May, we're open on Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 4. Mother's Day, come on out. Moms are free for Mother's Day. And then in the summertime, we're open every day but Tuesday.
Do you want people to bring stuff to feed them, like marshmallows, or would you rather not?
No, we have a special diet for them, okay. And you can get some of that when you come to the zoo.
Do you still
have
that crazy monkey that used to drive the car?
Yes.
Okay. He's awesome. Okay. Carrie, thank you
so much.
Thanks
for driving down here.
We're going to be talking to you a lot this summer. Carrie Kramer. When we come back, Tom Fell, Paradise North Distillery, Small Business Spotlight. Stay with us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, we're back.
Was it you?
We are shifting gears here from a peanut... To some alcohol. Yes, John.
No!
Yes, absolutely,
God, no!
Yes.
No.
Headset on at your desk.
I was seeing if Carrie had left, because I want to read her a text that we got about her zoo and everything.
Okay. Tom, we get fined $10 if we are not at our desk with our headsets on when the music starts. And John was talking to you and texting and wasn't paying attention. And this happens all the time. I just want you to know why he rang the cash register. It's nothing new. We're getting very wealthy off John. Tom Feld is here from Paradise North Distillery. And it was a lot in the paper when you got going. This is a family business. And you make high-end alcohol. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we do. So we started in 2021, so March of 21, started doing this. Just over 3 years now. We're distillers. People sometimes confuse us with breweries, but we make distilled spirits is what I reference it or how I reference it. But whiskey, rum, vodka, gin. We've started doing brandy now. Although that won't be out for another year yet, but that's what we do.
And your packaging is
it's beautiful. Even Todd, who's big into this kind of stuff, he's like, wow, those labels and the bottling is fantastic.
Yeah. And Green Bay, Wisconsin. So where do you get, I'm holding this bottle of bourbon whiskey. Where do you get the raw materials from?
So, our thing is to always source locally. Now, locally is relative. So in the case of whiskey, where we're buying grains, all our grains we get, they're all grown within 30 miles of Green Bay.
Really?
So when we're buying corn, our corn we source, several farms, but Southern Door County is where the corn is coming from. The rye we get right from the farmer. He's up in Abrams. But even like rum. So rum is a sugarcane product. So molasses is our raw material. And obviously they don't aren't growing much sugar cane in Northeast Wisconsin, but that we source in Louisiana, and it's literally the closest sugar cane grown to Green Bay. But we, again, that we source right from the farm. So I always say I call it local. If they ever start growing sugarcane up here, we'll buy it from there. Yeah.
What about the vodka?
Vodka. So the vodka is the one thing that we do not distill grain to glass at the distillery. So that we get in, it's partially completed. We still have to do some work with it, but the actual distillation takes place elsewhere. But again, it's Midwest grain.
Isn't it potatoes?
No, vodka can be made from anything. Vodka is defined by the process. So what makes it vodka is it has to come off the still at no less than 190 proof. So you can use grain, wow. You can use sugar, you can use potatoes. But potato vodka has become very rare because potatoes are really hard to work with.
190 proof.
Yeah, so it's vodka is all about purity. So it's really, I mean, it's
like the purest alcohol that there is, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
It's Giant's favorite. Okay,
I'm reading this. I love your packaging, and you've got some UP ties. And one here is Bourbon Whiskey Paradise North Distillery Old M28 Bourbon Whiskey. M28 is an infamous road in the UP.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
So the whole the naming of the distillery, naming of our product. So Paradise North is a, you know, you mentioned it's a family distillery, and we're trying to figure out what to call our distillery. Paradise North is a reference that my family had to our home here in Green Bay. So we'd vacation other places like in Florida for a number of years when our kids were in college and they were on spring break. And Paradise North, so that was our Paradise South at the time. Paradise North is our home. So then all of our products then are branded off of some of our favorite places. So the rums are all Beach Road, which is a reference to where we stayed in Florida. The whiskeys are UP references. So Old M28 is where our cabin is located in Michigan. And the other, our other whiskey, the 10 Mile. 10 Mile is the name of the river that borders our property up there. So
I just love that when you can really incorporate the family into it. You know, you look at, there's a story behind the label.
Yeah. I'm going to read this stuff. Like Old M28 is referenced to one of the many places of paradise. Typical of many up north locations, this road leads to a place where problems are left behind and one can immerse themselves in everything the Northwoods has to offer. Aged in small casks, this small batch handcrafted bourbon shuns the woody harshness that can result from extended micro barreling. This medium-bodied bourbon has notes of vanilla and caramel with a spicy rye kick balanced by sweet, smooth corn. No matter where your property road is, it will lead you to paradise. That's awesome.
Thanks. I think the real line in there is that you can leave the past behind.
Absolutely.
Tap into that.
Yeah, and that's
92
our,
proof.
That's, you know, the model for our distillery, both in terms of the products that we make, but just if for people that come down to the distillery right on the water, it's kind of a hidden spot in
it
Green
is.
Bay.
I didn't know you guys existed, yeah. Tom, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a stranger now.
No.
Yeah. So I picked a bad week to stop drinking.
Airplane. Did you...
Oh, very good.
I did watch that movie.
Todd, he just got a movie reference.
Finally.
Wow.
I don't watch movies. I watched three movies in my life, but that one I did watch. Are you open to the public then? Is it a store or is it, can we see the process? Tell us a little bit more about your business.
Absolutely. We're all about the experience. So
cool.
Our business is kind of two parts, is the manufacturing part where we do the distilling, but then we have the upfront part, which is the retail part where people can come down. We do tours. You can taste the product.
Right.
You can buy bottles at our location. And then our tasting room also serves cocktails. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we serve this. Our cocktails, our restriction as a distillery selling is we can only use the product that we make. So you can buy cocktails and it's all made with the very thing that we
right
make there.
Now here's something I've never seen in a store type thing: Cherry Bounce. Essen House Cherry Bounce. And I got to read, I love your descriptions. Who writes your descriptions?
My daughter does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No disrespect, but I thought it seems it's got a little bit of hipness to it.
Yeah, my description would be, this is Cherry Bounce.
But you have it at Christmas.
This would be like something your daughter would write. You know what I mean? Yeah. Very descriptive. Paradise North's Essen House Cherry Bounce starts with fresh Door County grown Montmorency tart cherries. The cherries are then
macerated
in a neutral spirit and sugar until the resulting cherry infused spirit is placed in used bourbon barrels for several months of aging. Wow. In the barrel, Essen House Cherry Bounce develops a nice blend of woody vanilla and chocolatey tannins. Poured neat over ice or used in place of vermouth in a Manhattan, this cherry bounce is paradise in a bottle. That is great writing.
That is.
That is great writing.
You can use that instead of the vermouth.
Yeah, so we do a...
Because that's so popular here, right? Manhattan, everybody
loves
Manhattan.
Yeah, we do a Manhattan in our tasting room, and we can't have vermouth because vermouth is a wine, so we're not allowed to serve wine. So that was a substitute, and I actually prefer it over... Because I love Manhattans, but I actually prefer it over vermouth.
It's 7:42 a.m. I would like to try that, but not now. But that Manhattans are so popular, especially, you know, I know what your parents drank, but yeah, that was...
No, mine didn't, but the old Bohemians... They first Christmas I was there, the guy, grandpa walks around with a pickle barrel or pickle jar. Hey, Vino, hey, Johnny, you want one of these? I'm like, sure. Yeah. You ever have a Manhattan? Yeah.
Right.
I go, what do you put in yours? There's booze. I go, what else? Booze.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was like, I actually went outside after about three of them, and I actually had to take snow and rub it on my face. I said, I think my face is on fire.
Right.
When you've never had a Manhattan.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's like a sauna in a bottle, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It really is.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's pretend we're both in the UP right now.
Yeah.
How would you have pronounced that?
Sauna.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you.
Sauna for the people here.
Exactly,
for
me. But sauna up there. Because you are in, and I say this word with love, you're in Finlander country up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the heart of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So tell me, this is family business. It's alcohol. What was the calling to this?
Well, for me, it was I had owned other businesses and been, you know, my whole career. Accounting finance was my background. I was looking for something. I wanted to get out from behind a desk. So I was looking for something to do hands-on. And the short story was I had looked into it for a while when we were in Florida. Once my kids hit 21, we had visited a distillery down there, and they were like, oh, that was great. We should have one of these in Green Bay. And one of them actually said to me, we're sitting on the beach, and she says, Dad, that would be a good business for you. They didn't know that I had already been a couple years into looking at doing this. I just hadn't said anything. So it was really that, my wanting to create a hands-on business, something different for Green Bay. Green Bay has never in its history never had a legal distillery. And then with family encouragement, that was then just kind of what pushed me over the edge.
That's interesting because we have, you know, our microbreweries.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of brewery history.
I think that's the main industry. That and cannabis, they're two main industries in the UP right now, aren't they?
Right.
They truly are.
We're working on a plan to get that going. That's going to be a retirement community. Johnny and I are working
on
that.
Let me read this here. Check out the bluegrass and bourbon at Paradise North. Love the music and the bourbon.
Yeah, the last Wednesday of every month, we do bluegrass and bourbon. So we bring in a bluegrass group, and we have a special bourbon for that night. And yeah, that's hugely awesome. Popular.
Oh, so we missed it. It was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's May 1st. Yep. Okay. Your place, there's not a lot of signage though, right? I'm trying to think. You're right across from the water treatment plant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But so you take... Quincy, you take a left, right?
Yep.
And then you go into where
if you can find Bay Beach, just go to the end of Bay Beach Road and turn right into the South Bay Marina District. Yeah.
We should just tear that down because that's such a beautiful view, but it's kind of blocked, right? I mean, you got to go into the driveway, and then it's great what you have back there. You got a restaurant, you got a marina, you got a pool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Okay. Tear down what?
Just that whole, are you in that building? That building, I think it blocks the view. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but we're in the building.
And then we don't tear it down.
Don't tear
it. Maybe just a piece of it.
Well, that was uncomfortable. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Tom.
No, Tom, I don't want to tear that down. Just don't leave
I'm sure you'll be coming back.
Johnny, it's one.
No, but I know what you mean.
I'm saying it's one big wall. If we could just tear down a couple sections, you would look through there and say, oh, my God.
You don't realize
there's water.
It until you get in there. The view is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And
that's one of the most beautiful views in Green Bay.
Yeah, and it's a view of the bay, which you don't, I mean, there aren't places on the bay, right? We have places on the river. And a quick thing we noticed, especially during Packer season when they're playing home games, is the number of people that drive down there just to get their picture taken by the bay, because there aren't many other places to do that.
Who do you hire? Who do you, that knows how to distill this, that knows how to do it? I mean, this is science in a lab type of stuff, isn't it?
So
really?
it's right now it's all me and my son-in-law, who just started full-time last August. So it's just the two of us.
You hiring?
Let me tell you, all he wants to do is your sampler. Sampler.
Yeah, so we hire. We don't pay much.
Okay. But,
I was going to volunteer.
Yeah.
This is so great. But again, it's so neat with you doing the family thing.
Right.
Like you said, who came up with your labels here? Your daughter?
Collectively.
See,
but
I think that's so
my daughters
cool,
are involved.
I mean, I can see you and your daughters doing something like that, where each of you have a certain skill and you bring it all together.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of this they won't let me do. So it's like, I was like, hey, I think this would look nice. And they're like, no, Dad, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
But don't we all learn as we get a little bit older, like they're right? You know, I mean, kids have. You talk about Bay Beach. I mean, just the design of the Zip and Pippin, that logo. I remember going home, the kids were little, and I put a bunch of designs on the table. I'm like, which one do you guys like? And that's the one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think we got to listen to people who see things the way they should be seen.
Absolutely. I mean, I learned that long ago in business is, you know, as a business owner, whether it's family or even employees, is, you know, sometimes you just have to get out of their way.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just love your, you know, I
love
everything
about
the packaging.
This.
I just think the whole thing is
with
so
what you've created.
Cool. You got a new brand? Or what's next? Like, is it always a new product?
We're going to send it to a break.
Okay, all right.
You can stick around, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. This is fantastic stuff. And we're going to be back with more. Tom Feld, Paradise North Distillery out by Bay Beach. He's our small business spotlight. This is really,
this
really
is
cool.
Awesome.
Be back with more right after this.
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're getting me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
This is Tennessee whiskey, man. We got Paradise North.
Hey, did you ever hear the Justin Timberlake and what's his name combination of this song?
No.
What's his name that does this? Big time. He wins all the awards.
George?
No. Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great rendition of that, of Tennessee whiskey.
I'll find it.
Oh, my. It's phenomenal. One thing I wanted to ask before we went to break there, I see little notes on the bottles. Talk about that. I mean, this is a real personalized thing of where this thing came from.
So on the whiskeys, because the proof can change depending on the barrel and the aging process and so forth. So we don't have that printed. We'll handwrite that in.
Wow. Which I think is awesome.
Yeah, and then we'll also on the back record the barrel number that it's coming out of. Again, because being craft, it's different than the really big producers, is that, there is some variability, over time. So even just for us, if people ask about it, you know, we can go back, look at the barrel, go back into our barrel notes. Okay. What was different about that particular barrel?
You know how my dad and grandma used to do it? I'd check in there with their grappa. They'd put a little bit in a saucer plate and light it. And by the color of the flame, they would tell where it's at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Without going into a long story here, but that's the idea of proof event. That's where that came from, using gunpowder and lighting it to determine They weren't measuring alcohol, but just to make sure there was an adequate amount of alcohol in it, and okay. And then it was said to proof.
A green blue flame type was the what they were looking for. Yeah.
That's his same grandma that ended up doing time.
No, different one.
Okay. Real quick story on the old M28 bottle. Yeah. There's a car on the front. That car is a 1941 Ford Super Deluxe. That there is one of those cars that is still exists to this day back in our woods up there.
Oh.
And it was a car. The story is, and I don't know if this is true, but who cares? Because it's a good story. Is right. That my great uncle, who was at one point indicted by the FBI for stealing cars. That was one of his cars that he stashed up there.
I love that.
Yeah. That's a phenomenal story.
Hang on to that story. Yeah. That's a good one. Yes.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can you get that transported down here in Green Bay and put it on display?
I would love it. I mean, it's too far gone at this point in time. Yeah, but
too crunchy.
I mean, if there was any way to get that thing restored, I would love to do that because
I've always wanted to restore old cars. Yeah. Maybe this would be my first project.
Think about it. I could tell you tell you where it is.
Got a place I can stay up there? I'll bring a camper.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, bring a camper. You have to bring an old folks home. That's going to take you a long time to do that.
Okay.
Hey, we love helping small businesses. Have you talked about the NFL draft? We've been talking about that this week because you know 400,000 or 500,000 people are coming
to
Green Bay.
Things to highlight.
Right, things to highlight. This is cool. This is Green Bay. This is unique. You're a unique family business. Plus, it's Bay Beach, and I know Bay Beach may open up early. The mayor was talking about everything
now. They're talking about, not just sipping pippin.
Oh, so they may open that up. Which the weather last week was so-so, but as long as it's over 40, you can run the rides. It'd be cool if we could do something with you as well.
Yeah, it would be, and we're actually expanding. So before the end of the year, we're going to open up event space. So another 6,500 square feet. They can do weddings and large events and things like that. Because we get asked so often about that. So that's part of what we're doing.
I think you should buy 200 feet and just cut it down so we can drive down that road. And look, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to cut up your business.
Well, that's not what I meant. I just want the view to attract people to drive around.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Okay. I wish. There's still
feel bad.
No, but
Jim always does this to everybody how they can do their business better. Nothing personal.
There's a large part of Green Bay that doesn't know that exists.
Totally. Yeah,
yeah, and it's a treasure.
We struggled with the marina a little bit because where's that again? It's right behind this wall. Tear down the wall.
I think it's the coolest aspect of those, aside from having your family bone, it's local products.
Oh yeah,
I think that's so cool.
The fact that you source this stuff within 30, 40 miles, except for Louisiana, that's awesome.
We want everything to have a story. So even we do a chocolate vodka, and the cocoa product that we use to flavor that, I buy right from the farmer who lives in Puerto Rico, which is also a good reason for me to go to Puerto Rico every year in the winter.
There you go.
So we like to have that connection regardless of where it's from.
Are you getting into honey at all? Because one of our main guys here, Big Wayne, he runs a honey bee farm or whatever you want to call it, beekeeper. And we've had about three different alcohols in here, right, Jim?
And it's all local, too, obviously.
So coincidentally, we didn't have this for sale in bottles, but we had it at the tasting room. We still have some left. Last week, we just released a honey bourbon. I just put more in barrels. We'll have a larger release in bottles for sale of that towards the end of the year, like November,
December. Because
even
Jack Daniels came out with one within the last couple of years. That's getting to be like the in thing right now. It's honey.
So what we do is we send one of our bourbon barrels to a honey producer, and they age their honey in that barrel. And then when they're done, they send it back to us. We did the same thing with maple syrup. Yeah.
You get your maple syrup from around here, too?
Place up in Iron Mountain actually does that.
Well, that's around here.
That's close enough. So 101 Bay Beach Road, we can come. Do you have hours? And I also want to know where we can get this retail.
Yeah, so we are open Wednesday through Sunday. So Wednesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, noon to 9.
Nice.
And what was the night they had about the bluegrass?
So the last Wednesday of every month is bluegrass and bourbon. And next month we'll be releasing, because before the break you had asked about new product, we've got a vanilla bourbon coming out. So this is a bourbon that was finished in a vanilla cask. We just emptied it yesterday. It's delicious.
This is great stuff. Congratulations.
So again, you're on Bay Beach Road. Can we get this retail?
Yeah.
Is that festival?
Festival doesn't carry our products, but
Woodman's
does. Woodman's is awesome. There's several other locations that carry it. Yep.
Again, I just love your packaging. I love the story, and I bet the quality is great. And we'll try that after we're off the air.
And the number one thing we talk about with Small Business Spotlight, we love to talk to people that you know, give some advice to the people that are getting into a business like this. Sounds like yours is get your family involved.
Well, it's that. I also tell people just don't think too much about it because it's really easy to talk yourself out of doing something. Yeah.
Yeah, you did spend a couple of years, though. I want to give you some credit for kind of kicking this idea around. It wasn't like you know, ready, fire, aim.
From the idea to inception was probably like 15 years. Yeah.
Well, that's a little too
long. But another thing though, I don't have that time. Yeah, no. Another thing that's pretty cool though.
You do, we don't.
You had that business background first, which I think is essential.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you learn a lot from your mistakes. But definitely. I just think this is great what you're doing. And like I said, I just want to say that, you know, doing it locally, that creates other jobs besides just the ones at your place, right? Because you're buying your products locally and involving your family and having something unique. And I'm going to help you with a little bit more visibility on your building, though.
Awesome.
Jim will be your promotions director.
You bet.
I love your product.
Tom Feld, Paradise North Distillery, Small Business Spotlight, located on Bay Beach Road with phenomenal packaging.
Yeah.
I mean, these just look delicious because of the packaging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations, this, and I can't wait to stop out at your place.
Right. Awesome.
Fantastic. Tom Hale, this is great. We got Mark Wusenkraft and Mike Johnson, Green Bay Bicycle Collective, coming up next.